Basically, it's a coalition of about 200 organizations that cross San Diego, reaching up into some of the government agencies in Sacramento and into Washington, D.C. It's a program that we started, almost 2 years ago at this point. It was formerly focused primarily on educating folks about cybersecurity awareness and how important it is to be careful what you do online. Since then, it's grown to these 200 stakeholders, and we've formalized with 8 work groups and just a great group of people that are working together in a very cooperative spirit to raise cybersecurity awareness, provide education for people, and having organizations and individuals be prepared should they be breached or know what to do.
Talk a little bit about how the program worked. You mentioned that it started out primarily educational and is really expanded beyond that, but there's a lot of education involved, isn't there?
There absolutely is. And in first part, people don't know what they don't know. So number one, they need to become aware of what's going on in cyberspace, how it can affect them individually, how it potentially affects their organization. And from there, it goes on through, you know, your city, your state, the nation, and the world. Because as we all know, there's no borders when you touch in cyberspace.
And so how do you reach out to these folks? Is it in a classroom environment or something beyond that?
It's much more than that. We're actually getting ready to launch an integrated marketing campaign. We will be having a billboard in San Diego, television ads with a public service announcement, print ads. We've done that for quite some time with our San Diego Business Journal, which is really one of the organizations that are working very closely with us. Organizations like the Chamber of Commerce, and then, of course, industry affiliates all around San Diego. We have a very cooperative city, the law enforcement on all levels, sheriff, police department, FBI. There's a special catch team that works on cyber high-tech crimes. So it's really the city of San Diego coming together. And San Diego is slightly different. There's a city proper, but it's a 45-mile-long city.
Yeah.
And so we actually reach into greater San Diego County.
And talk a little bit, because there's if you go to the page, and we can walk people through almost virtually since they're driving around and not seeing it, you have different categories for family, businesses, even all sorts of resources that pull it all together depending on what you're looking for.
That's correct. And we also have quite a few videos that talk about different things that people can do. We actually have an on-demand portion of our cybersecurity awareness training that they can actually take a pre-assessment test, go through the on-demand course, and then take the post-assessment test and see how they score and how much they were able to learn in just a short period of time.
How do you assess whether you're helping people with the information that they need?
Well, I think that's bottom line. In our workshops, it becomes extremely obvious when we have a 33% increase from when they walk in the door, go through the session, to when they go out the door. And there's been a lot of aha moments. Again, it's people don't know what they don't know. When they're exposed and their awareness is raised that this is an issue, you know, one of the favorite questions is, do you have to be online, you know, plugged into a computer to be a victim of identity theft in cyberspace?
Right.
And the answer is no, you don't.
Yeah.
The perpetrators of crime are becoming very smart, and it's just visiting web page. You can have somebody that's downloaded that sits resident on your computer that is activated in a different time and a different vector from what you think you're doing, and it can Trojan key loggers, those kind of things that absolutely just take place.
And there's something there called a model city. Tell us what a model city is.
The Model City is our project where that we've brought all these stakeholders together and formed these 8 work groups. We have one that's fostering public-private partnerships, one that works on policy with our local governments, the state governments, certainly the federal government as well, and then getting into the laws and the things that are being passed for cyberspace. They also have another charter they're looking at to help with the small and medium businesses, that what kind of policy should an organization have in place to protect it and work with their employees and staff. There's the awareness committee, law enforcement. Law enforcement's actually working on a primer that can be given out to organizations that if you believe you've been breached, here's the things you need to do to protect the evidence.
And at the bottom of every page, you have a button that says, "Help, I'm a victim of cybercrime," that connects people with ways that they can actually get help.
That's correct.
Talk a little bit about the National Cyber Awareness Campaign. How did you hear about this challenge? And how does this help? Does this kind of recognition help you raise the awareness in even your own community?
Of course it does, and it was quite an honor to receive that award. Bottom line, we heard about it through some of our public-private partnerships with the Department of Homeland Security, and certainly on the web like everyone else was able to. And we decided to take our Model City program and share what we have been doing there and put that into the document that was required. And it showed that we're already moving forward, and it's an up-and-running program. So it became very easy to share what we are doing, what we have done, and the vision that we have moving forward.
For other communities that may be thinking about a similar kind of model, any tips that you can offer them?
Collaboration is the key. No one solution is correct. No one organization, no one individual can do it all. Because, again, there's no borders in cyberspace. It touches every single citizen, every single organization. So from our perspective, collaboration is absolutely one of the paramount keys.